with the show. This is it.
We are joined by Jeff O'Brien. That would be business and leisure attorney extraordinaire, Jeff O'Brien. Jeff, how the heck are you?
I'm doing well, Bob.
It was brutal down here, the heat yesterday, because I'm in Lake St. Louis for Shetland Congress. I've mentioned that before. And, You know, I told you about a porta potty yesterday, the leaning porta potty, leaning tower of porta potties. It has not toppled over yet, but I'll tell you what, I used it this morning and it was full. They haven't emptied it yet. They may want to get around to that at some point, because Mary pointed out too, and I think as I mentioned yesterday, we have a porta potty at our farm, and the guy made it clear you don't want to put these things in the sun, because there's certain gases that get they start heating up in the sun, and it's just not a good thing from a fume standpoint or anything else. But I digress. I want to talk to you about, you know, we normally do our three and out segment on Wednesdays, but because I'm down here and have gotten lazy, we're going to do it as part of the Thursday show. So the main topic, and we do, you know, we usually do three topics, and they sort of tie in with each other. A couple of them do, but this J.D. Power survey about viewership of sporting events, and it doesn't sound like you're buying a lot of it.
Well, it's kind of like what you know. My opinion, Bob, about surveys and polls is you can read into what you want, and this is a good example of it. So, this caught my curiosity. I think the news stories were on Monday, and the stories were coming out that the people were watching less. Survey says people were watching less football last season because of the anthem protest. So, I mean, I'm curious. I dug into it, and there was a few stories out there that talk about, you know, the, and it's true, a majority of the people that said they were watching less NFL games last year, said it was because of the national anthem protest, Colin Kaepernick, and then, of course, some of the other players that did it in solidarity with Kaepernick. But when you dig into the results, and ESPN reported it and some other news outlets reported it, I was reading a story from the Washington Post, and they said, yeah, dig into it a little bit more. And they said, you know, when you look at this question they asked about, are you watching, you know, less, more or less sports are the same, and they ask, you know, fans of all major sports leagues, and football was down by 10%. 10% of the respondents said they were watching less football. And when you go into the reasons for why they were watching less football, a majority of them said it was because of it's an off the field behavior or the anthem protest. So it's not so much, so when you dig into it, it's not saying that, you know, NFL is losing viewers because of anthem protests. It's a small portion of the people surveyed. And it goes into other things. You know, the NFL's had its issues with domestic abuse last year, in the last couple of years. And that plays into it too. And I don't think you can just pin it down on what I'm saying and with a blanket statement of you're watching less football because of the anthem protest.
I could tell you why people are less interested in football. Because it's impacting fantasy football. Too many running backs are not, you don't have a premier or a featured back. So guys are becoming, you know, you have to, all these teams are using more running backs in different ways. And I've lost interest in it a little bit because my interest for a while there, I mean, I've covered it since, you know, the early or late 1979. I was still just out of high school or college and I started covering the New York Giants. And that was different. But I mean, now my interest in football, a lot of it was based on fantasy football, and I get frustrated with the running back situation. So
I think fantasy football drives a lot of the audience interest in the game these days. We were just talking this on the BS show yesterday with Mike Gelfand, and we were talking about the concussion issue, and he said people don't want to see hard hits anymore. They want to see a lot of scoring because it helps their fantasy football team.
It's exactly right. You know, this is I don't think I've ever told you this. This goes back to the mid-'80s before the internet really was doing anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
I had a guy and I, he was my accountant, and we did it out of his office. We had a business where, and we did it for two seasons, and then the internet came along and destroyed us, and we made decent money at it. People would call the number, and we would give them the updates because we were able to get the information off of like a ticker of what was going on around the league, and we were able to give them, because people want the immediacy of how their team is doing. So we were able to provide that, and then that damn internet came along and ruined it for us.
Yeah,
because anyone
I think you make the argument, this is a little bit tangential, but you know, with the Raiders moving to Las Vegas, I don't know this that would not have been allowed in the pre-fantasy football era, but now, you know, because of concerns about gambling and everything else. But I think that it's just so, because of fantasy football, it becomes such a, you know, betting or gambling per se has become such a part of the NFL that in this day and age, it wasn't shocking at all to have a team want to move to Las Vegas.
No, not in the least. Now, the other thing, we mentioned Colin Kaepernick. Where are you on this whole thing? Do you think he's not being, I mean, first of all, Steve Bisciotti, the owner of the Ravens, has taken some heat because he, you know, he apparently has forbidden his team even to consider it. You know, I just don't think the guy's got it anymore. I think he had 1 year when they went to the Super Bowl, and I don't think at that year I thought he could be, and a lot of people did, he could be the next great quarterback. Well, it didn't work out that way. You know, my issues as a team would be more with his performance than his kneeling down on the sideline, though I wouldn't have been crazy about that. You know, if a guy can play, teams are going to take a chance on him. It doesn't matter about his political views or anything else.
That's exactly right. I mean, I think that teams have their threshold for accepting, you know, off the field or non-football issues with a player is directly, the threshold is the higher, the better the talent is. And I think if you look at a guy like Randy Moss, who his first stint with the Vikings, he did a lot of goofy stuff.
Yes, he did.
And they were okay with it because he was a phenomenal talent.
Yep.
When he came back for part two, and he had the lost a little speed, wasn't what he used to, as much as what he used to be. Still was a decent receiver, and then has the tirade against the Cater, and he was out the door. And so I think that teams, the tolerance for the behavior is commensurate with the level of talent. And I think you're exactly right with Colin Kaepernick that his skills, teams figured him out, and he wasn't as effective on the field. And so the anthem protests, as the attention focuses more on that, teams may shy away from him. But you look at a guy like Michael Vick. Michael Vick, you know, you can't get any worse than what he did. But he still had he could help that he could help the Eagles win, so the Eagles signed him. Hey. I think talking about this on the show yesterday. Some team is going to lose their starting quarterback this season to injury, and then maybe they'd bring in Kaepernick as an emergency replacement and give him a shot.
Well, because if you look around,
he's not done in the NFL.
No, if he's the best one there, they're going to do it. It's the same. Okay, do you think or does anyone think that Michael Floyd would still be with the Vikings if they weren't desperate for wide receiver depth? And they think that he could help them? Because after what he did, you know, especially with this Kombucha tea thing, it's ridiculous that they, you know, that they bought into that. I don't care what Mike Zimmer said. Well, if I find out he lied. Of course he lied. I mean, unless he drank 30 gallons of it, he didn't. It's not going to show up like that. Of course he allegedly lied. I need to protect myself with that. Now, the other thing, the NBA, believe it or not, that's going to be cranking up again soon. And there are going to be some logos, they're going to be not overbearing like the Lynx have. And, like, you know, with the Mayo Clinic on the front of their jersey blasted on that and, you know, in the WNBA. But the NBA could I'm surprised that it has not hit Major League Sports sooner where they're advertising and everything. Before you know it, we'll have the big baller brand on somebody, on the Lakers.
Oh yeah, yep. I mean, this is the trend. I mean, so, you know, look at how many sports, professional sports, auto racing, soccer. That some of these have had corporate logos on the jerseys, sponsor logos on the jerseys forever. And then of course WNBA started it. So you know, I think the NBA is the next one. You know, we'll see which league is next. But I think we're going to see a day where, you know, pro sports are becoming so corporatized. I think we're going to see a day when all of the major leagues have corporate logos, sponsor logos on their uniforms.
I don't doubt that either. And I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet. Now, Jeff, do you I hear? I mean, because you guys were great yesterday, and I've seen some good reports on social media. Am I in jeopardy? I mean, is it okay if I stay with the BS show, or should it now be the TS show or the JOB? What do you do for initials?
No,
by
you
the
know
way?
What? It was it, we held our own, but we definitely were lacking our fearless leader.
Oh my God, you're so true.
We were just fortunate that there was a lot of stuff to talk about.
I love that.
We could hold an hour.
I love how well you could. Speaking of lying, I love the way you lie like that. Thank you so much. It does make my day.
It's called lawyering, Bob.
Yeah, it's lawyer. That's right. That's exactly what it was. Now, let me get back to the other question. My initials are BS. What are yours? Are they J-O or J-O apostrophe B? What would your initials be when you're Jeff O'Brien?
Well, I have a lot of people, my actual initials are JCO, because my middle name is C. So if you go look at stuff at the law firm, we always talk to each other in initials. So that's JCO. But I've got people that will say JOB. I've got people that call me JOB. So, you know, there's worse things. As a lawyer, I get called a lot of bad things.
Well, actually,
too, so I'll take JC or JOB.
If your name was like Jeff Olson, you know, JO would not be a good thing to be called.
Yeah,
it's an abbreviation of something else entirely. All right. Well, Jeff, I look forward to seeing you in studio because we'll be back. You know, we'll be back Sunday. My son Sawyer was down here with his girlfriend, and he left early this morning. And Sam's basically taking over back at home to keep an eye on things. And Sam will be down on Friday, and then we'll all be heading back on Sunday. So, but I look forward to getting back into a regular routine. And not having to worry about going into a porta potty and having it topple over while I'm in it. I tell you, and you know what'll happen? Within nanoseconds, Mary will have a video posted of me wiping poop off my face.
That's so lovely.
Yeah. All right, Jeff. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.